If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Wednesday morning, Nick, Dawn, Greg, Anthony, Phil, 855-839-1210. If you would like to sound off on anything under the sun, you can get us on the free Odyssey app. You can watch us on YouTube, as many of you are, even though the numbers might tell you
wow,
that's not the case. It is the case.
Yeah.
What's the number now? 9 people, probably? Even though we're talking about 380?
The count is climbing. The watch count is climbing. Okay. But it's still not where it should be. Mm-hmm. So there's obviously something off.
All right.
So we have like 400 and some odd likes, and like, you know, so we're being shadow banned something. So that's why I said subscribe to the YouTube page.
What do we do if this never gets rectified? Do we broadcast live on X? Do we broadcast live elsewhere?
Because
YouTube is owned by Google. Could be censorship.
I know.
We know Google's been prone to do things like this.
Yeah, I don't love that this is happening. So we'll take everything under advisement.
I know. Why can't The View have issues like this? Why can't Joy Behar's show get shadow banned? Actually, I don't want
to. It doesn't actually. So what? It still has. You know, we still know from internal stuff.
Yeah.
The amount of people watching, but it's just, you know,
Stalker's running his own surveillance state.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
definitely.
He knows what everybody's doing, where everybody is.
Yep,
it's all strategic, folks. All right, we got a lot to get to, including the attacks against straight white athletes in the world of sports, because, you know, it's open season on anybody with a functional brain, anybody at a Catholic school giving a commencement speech, or just somebody that's just great at their craft. So, you know, you can go after them for no reason at all. We'll get to a couple of these stories in a little bit, as well as our morning mystery movie clip coming up in just about 15 minutes. But before all of that, let's get caught up in the world of news. Time for a Dawn Stenslin Big 3 at 9.
It's the Big 3 at 9 on Kale & Company.
Sponsored by friends at Anderson Mechanical Corporation, AMC on the web.com. In the news, making national news now, thanks to at least one very involved Pennsylvania dad, a Pennsylvania school finally admitting that it did indeed allow young students to be allowed to be surveyed by a, quote, genderqueer witch on sexual topics.
Wow.
Without any parental permission or knowledge. After previously accusing parents of spreading misinformation and disinformation about this initiative.
Uh-huh.
So it was written about locally. The dad involved here, and I've reached out to him to try to get him to call in, especially for the Dawn show. I love talking to you local parents about what's going on, because it matters.
Yeah.
But this is Unionville Chadsford School District, southeastern Pennsylvania, and this is Chester County. But this is a self-identified genderqueer witch named Denny Tobin.
Denny Tobin.
The genderqueer witch.
The witch. Okay.
Yes, this is a good witch. It's a genderqueer witch.
It's just like the opposite of the Wicked Witch of the West.
Yeah.
Has a house fallen on Denny yet?
Not at all.
Okay.
But the parents started, you know, looking into this because the kids came home and were talking about what they were being asked about. And so this Denny Tobin was asked to speak to high school freshmen, so these are 13 and 14-year-olds, about the issue of dating violence.
Yeah.
And when first asked about this presentation and who delivered it, parents were then acute. These were inquisitive parents. Their kids are coming home going, yeah, we had this person, and they're a genderqueer witch. And the parents are like, what?
Right.
And so the parents obviously contacting the school. You have a parental right to know who's being brought into the school, mm-hmm. what's going on here. And immediately when the parents started asking questions, they were there was pushback. Oh, you're spreading all this misinformation. You're going on social media. Parents were just trying to communicate with other parents to find out, like, what's going on.
Yep. This is goes exactly back to when I talked about it in the Big Take this morning about Fauci using words like disinformation and misinformation. These are the type of, you know, slanderous words that the people in power of in powerful positions use to delegitimize your legit gripe mm-hmm. about what's going on with your child. You know, forget curriculums for a moment. You know, when you're in college, you the first day you go to a college course, the professor gives you a syllabus. And some of the professors have very detailed syllabuses. Others are kind of
syllabi.
Mm-hmm. 2 pages, they're very brief, but some are very detailed. I think every parent deserves to know in detail what the syllabus looks like for their child for that year, for third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade.
And I don't want any surprises.
Yeah.
Private schools do it.
Yep. I don't want surprises on April 5th mm-hmm. when my daughter says, oh, by the way, daddy, or March 2nd, I look at something and I'm like, what in the world is this? Right?
Yeah.
Yep.
So this is, and these are, like I say, 13-year-olds. And so in this situation, finally, we do get the principal admitting after the parents said, no, we want to know this. There was an investigation that went on, and then they determined that district policy, here's the quote, regarding the administration of the giving out of these surveys by this individual, the self-identified genderqueer witch, was, quote, not followed, and necessary parental notice and permission should have been issued in advance of this entire situation, and there is the Protection of Pupils' Rights Amendment. None of that was followed. This was way off book.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Deny, deny, deny. Accuse, accuse, accuse. And then, we'll make an admission.
Just out of curiosity, what did said genderqueer witch discuss?
Yeah.
Well, in part, they were, and I will say this, there exist curriculi. I know for my kids when they were in high school, they have a discussion about consent and being safe. And that if you're in a situation where somebody is pressuring you, like a peer pressure, it's your body, you say, no, I don't know. And then that no is respected. So they're taught about self-respect. In most schools, that's the right way to teach this curriculum. In this one, they were not only talking about that sort of peer pressure, but it went way beyond that, talking about sex acts, being sexual, mm-hmm. and how do you identify? What's your gender identity during those? See what I'm saying? So it went way beyond the parameters of what a lot of schools, private and public, will talk about, which is, I think, a great conversation mm-hmm. to have.
By the way, more importantly than any of this,
yes,
Santo is just sent us a picture.
What are you
doing? He is on the bay in LBI.
Oh my gosh.
On his boat, listening to Kale and Company. Just looks like a peaceful morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the pontoon. Yeah.
No gender queer witches on the
pronouns at sea.
On the Santo boat.
Yeah, nice. Look at that. Gonna need a bigger boat.
I'll be down there at the beginning of July, Mr. Santo. If you could tell me where you're gonna be and I'll
hop aboard.
Hop aboard
for a cruise.
Even if you don't want me.
Have a cocktail.
Sorry.
Santo's going to be like, are you the guy that always yells about followers? Hop aboard, sir.
Yes. And again, and our big three were sponsored by AMC Anderson Mechanical Corporation. Number two, we have, remember we talked about the proposal of a Philadelphia reparations task force? Mm-hmm. Well, they have, we now officially have launched Philadelphia City Hall just yesterday, launching the Philadelphia Reparations Task Force. The group will be charged with analyzing and reporting on how reparations can atone for the legacy of slavery, Jim Crow, and the institutional racism in America for Black Philadelphians.
Okay. This is coming off of, I just read another story nationally yesterday. RFK Jr. wants to give out $5 billion in reparations to Black farmers.
You know what? I'd rather do that. At least they're Americans. We're probably giving that much out with all the free cards and the free health care to all the unprecedented millions of folks coming from more than 100 countries across our border illegally.
You know,
what I mean? If that's the choice.
Yeah. If you were wronged 50, 60, 70 years ago, I have no problem with it. But reparations for today's generation, you weren't oppressed. You're not getting a dime. Quit pandering.
Well, and to your point, who gets it? It seems like just like the faux DEI.
Yeah.
Who gets the DEI, the faux DEI? In other words, there are all these studies that have proved that on our college campuses like Harvard, the kids who get those slots, yes, might be African-American kids, but they're the wealthiest.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it's what I call fake DEI.
I like that.
It's all a lie.
All right.
The faux DEI.
I'm going to have to expound upon that in a big take.
Yeah.
You got my brain churning.
Yeah,
now.
Baby. Well, tomorrow, my God, that's the thing. By tonight, the news cycle will spin, and then you'll have, like, right, a roulette.
Yeah, I know.
My gosh.
Do that sometimes. I spin the wheel about what I should do in the big take. I'll send them to Stocker and be like, what do you think about these three? Just a lot of options out there.
Number three I'll do quickly because we got to move. Redistribution of your tax dollars. So the perverse Robin Hood by Joe Robinette Biden just this morning. Biden administration clearing $167 billion in student loan debt for 4.75 million Americans. This from the Biden administration. Boom.
Boy.
I know.
All right.
There it is.
There you go.
Sponsored by AMC. Take advantage. Anderson Mechanical Corporation Spring Tune-Up Special. You're going to receive a full 15% off your spring maintenance and 1 year of free maintenance with a replacement system. Call today, amcontheweb.com, amcontheweb.com, big three.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. Morning mystery movie clip coming up in just about, let's call it 10 minutes or so. I do want to wrap up with two of these stories today as the Harrison Butker stuff continues to go on. We're coming up on a week of this now. It's just ridiculous. The latest plot twist in this story, as there's an ESPN article that complains that Harrison Butker, the Chiefs kicker for Andy Reid, who gave that super inflammatory commencement speech at a Catholic college where he basically said that he thinks a majority of women will take great pride in one day looking forward to, you know, foregoing a career to be a homemaker and raise a family and be a wife and a mother. And you've got all these, you know, triggered single women out there. You know who they are. The 30-year-old with no marriage, no kid, career-oriented, Ukraine flag, hate has no home here, blah, 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 blah. And now you have an ESPN article. And I didn't even realize that they went back to this. There was a stretch where ESPN had a separate website called The Undefeated, which focused on race and social issues and culture. And now I think that website went under a few years ago because, surprise, surprise, sports fans don't want to be inundated with political or social commentary. They just want to zone out, get distracted, and root for something that ultimately, at the end of the day, really doesn't matter. But apparently ESPN has a new platform and a new website. It's called Andscape. It's an ESPN-run website dedicated exclusively to covering race. To which, I would say, why is ESPN exclusively covering race? I thought ESPN stood for the Entertainment and Sports Network, right?
No.
Yeah, but apparently they've got bigger fish to fry. And they published this article titled, Why Harrison Butker's Commencement Speech Comments Will Not Negatively Impact His Career. To which I would say, well, yeah, they shouldn't, because number one, he didn't say anything wrong. And number two, if you're offended by it, well, you know what? It's free speech. And number three, he said it not in the workplace. He said it in his private life. The author is the son and namesake of civil rights activist David Dennis. ESPN added Dennis Jr. to a television show they do a few years ago called Around the Horn. I think it comes on at 5 o'clock on ESPN Monday through Friday. I used to watch it 20 years ago when they weren't into politics. And he has written this column about Butker and white privilege in the NFL. And staying on brand, Dennis in the article lays out how Butker's speech is unlikely to cost the kicker playing time and suggests that race is part of the reason why. Harrison Butker, quote, delivered a commencement speech at Benedictine College on May 11th, and it featured statements that are, at best, controversial, and more precisely, full of anti-trans bias, misogyny, and anti-gay bias. Butker's comments have been met with an NFL statement that's tepid in its rebuking. And while some commentators have ironically turned the stick to sports phrase, usually aimed at black athletes who speak up about injustices, around on Butker, he most likely won't suffer any tangible consequences for his comments, Dennis continues. Quote, it's a reminder that athletes, especially white athletes, can speak out as much as they want about any number of marginalized groups as long as they are punching down at those who society deems unworthy of defending. You know, I would say this, Mr. Dennis. I would argue that minorities in sports today have never been platformed more to talk about commentary in social settings, politics, social justice, race, culture, and everything else under the sun. Yet, if you are somebody that doesn't identify or believe in some of the left-wing talking points, you better be quiet or you will be fired. So the fact that he's trying to argue that Harrison Butker and white athletes can say whatever they want, I would say it's the complete opposite. If you're a conservative, a Catholic, a Christian, a Republican, a Trump supporter, whatever you might be, and you have a sports platform, you have basically been told, either directly or indirectly through other actions and cancellations, that you better just keep that to yourself, Skip, because if you do, you know, you're going to end up ultimately costing yourself, and then the league or the team will have to say, we don't condone those statements and things of that nature. But he's sitting here and saying about how black athletes would be canceled. You have all of these NFL players, and OutKick did a great job of laying out all of these players that have either been arrested and or charged for domestic violence in the NFL. And they often serve a swift suspension and then return to the field. Von Miller, Zay Jones, Justin Ross, Willie Gay, Xavier Howard, Charles Amenahieu. You can go on down the list. And I'll even bring up, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago, I'll bring up a white quarterback that did something wrong, was punished, and was vilified, rightfully so. He didn't get off lightly or be able to continue playing without serving any sort of punishment. Do you guys remember the Ben Roethlisberger rape case from 20 years ago?
Oh, yeah.
When he was the quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers? So you have, and this is the thing, is Dennis claims that there's a history of white men in the NFL that evade punishment for insulting marginal groups as opposed to the inverse. But unfortunately, according to the article, he doesn't list or cite a single one. So this is clearly all feelings, no facts. This is all just useless drivel, no data. And it's just a continuation of Harrison Butker said nothing wrong, totally vilified by many on the left.
I can't believe we're still having this conversation.
It's outrageous.
Yeah, it really is.
Is the sports, truth be told, I don't pay attention to sports as much as I used to.
Yeah.
Is the sports news cycle so slow in late May that this is all they have?
It is.
I mean, there's, you know, you have basketball playoffs, you have hockey playoffs, baseball's coming up on the first measuring stick moment of the year with Memorial Day. This is the best you can come up with.
Yeah.
I just think that they've become so partisan and politicized.
Yeah.
There are amazing sports stories out there.
Yes.
You can turn every way. And sports gives you the opportunity to talk about people who've overcome adversity, whether it's physical, whether they're their environment, family, inspiration, all of that. There are a million gazillion great stories out there. So to me, it's not only partisan politics, but it's also lazy.
Yes. Find something that you find interesting and you have a take on. We live through this world of sports media with these hot takes, and now it's a pivot to everything other than what you're paid to do, because I think a lot of these writers, they don't love sports anymore, and they have bigger to fry. If there's something that means more to you than sports, mm-hmm. as there should be, then do what I did. I left sports and went to a different format. The same thing with Jemele Hill. Like, I totally disagree with Jemele Hill on her stance on Caitlin Clark being popular because she's white and straight. But she's at least writing about it on a platform, The Atlantic, that talks about these issues. I disagree with everything she says, but you know what? That's what I would expect from The Atlantic. I don't want to see that or hear that, and that's not what we should expect from a sports network. Same thing like on this station. I'm not going to come out tomorrow and do a big take on Ranger Suarez. It's not the platform for it, right? Like, this is not a difficult concept to understand. And ESPN wonders why they have become the CNN of sports media. So, there you go. All right, coming up next, we'll get to our morning mystery movie clip.
Why don't we do it now?
Oh, yeah. Wow. We just blew right through it. Yeah. Sorry. 922. Let's get to the clip.
And now, the Morning Mystery Movie clip on Kale & Company. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Shauna, what do you got? What do you got, Shauna?
Boston said that, Boston just said they have another hijacked aircraft, United 175.
Copy that. We've got another hijack. We've got two hijacks, 175, also out of Boston.
Are they, does Boston, get on with FAA. Who was that?
There's no confirmation, sir.
MCC, we need our planes over Manhattan. We need those Otis birds over Manhattan now.
You got it. All right, weapons, weapons.
Think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
I think this is an easy one today, but I like it. I will not criticize Anthony because we had some conversations on this general subject matter just yesterday on the show, if you were paying attention. Caller 12, 855-839-1210. You'll get a pair of tickets to see James Taylor at the Mann Center in Philadelphia. It's coming up on August 30th. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Caller 12, 855-839-1210. See if we get our winner and cut sheet part due on the way. It's Kale & Company. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
This is the Kale & Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Kale & Company on this beautiful Wednesday. I would just recommend getting off of Twitter for the day and going outside. Just my personal opinion. Looking forward to doing a little outdoor activities today.
Yeah.
Might take a little bike ride.
Yeah.
Oh, train.
Yeah. Do a mile or two. Just kind of get the legs loose.
By the way, we need riders.
Yeah.
To join Team Kale & Company.
Woo!
Because we've all committed that if we raise $20,000, this entire show will ride.
That's correct.
Or some form of riding.
Right. Right.
Whether that's in an electric scooter or in the back of a police car. We will all ride in some fashion.
Anthony and Greg are going to be on that little scooter like Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels are in Dumb and Dumber. Going down to Atlantic City. Just go, Anthony. Just go.
So please register to ride with us. It's all for a great cause. It's the Families Behind the Badge Children's Foundation. All the money goes to the families of fallen officers killed in the line of duty. All the money, all the proceed goes to that, too. If you can't ride, please donate at gregstockersucks.com.
Yes, indeed. 855-839-1210. Mike is in Haddonfield. He's our Morning Mystery Movie Clip winner today. Mike, what movie did we just play for you last segment?
Flight 93.
Yeah,
that is correct. Congratulations, Mike. You are the winner, and you get the James Taylor tickets to the Mann.
Great. Thank you so much. That's great.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for listening, Mike. Mike in Haddonfield is our winner today as we get ready here for What's on the Cut Sheet Part 2.
What's on the Cut Sheet
Part 2? I have an amazing cut, by the way.
I just got texted.
Yeah.
I guess this is correct, technically. If we're going to be consistent, remember yesterday the Wheel of Fortune clip?
Yep.
Where the lady omitted one word?
Yep.
It was technically not Flight 93, the movie. The movie is technically called United 93.
Oh, boy.
I'm just passing the info along. I'll shoot the messenger. I think Mike's still the winner, but...
Mike's the winner.
Yeah, he was on a flight. It was just United 93.
Wow.
But yeah, 2006 that movie came out.
Amazing, amazing piece of info, though. I don't know.
Doesn't miss a thing.
We might have to go back to the judges.
Yeah?
On this. What's on the Cut Sheet Part 2 sponsored by Budget Blinds. Spring is here, and now is the time to budget. Budget Blinds is your one-stop shop for blinds, shades, shutters, custom drapery, and motorization. Visit budgetblinds.com for a free in-home consultation and the only no-questions-asked warranty in the business, budgetblinds.com. That's budgetblinds.com. Yes, I'm a customer of Budget Blinds. I use them. Great company. All right, this is a great piece of audio. Not great, but... So, it was announced this morning by the Irish Prime Minister, Simon Harris, that Ireland, Norway, and Spain are announcing that they recognize the state of Palestine. a big, giant FU slap in the face to Israel and the Jewish people, in my opinion.
Agreed.
Dawn, am I right? Nick, am I right about that?
Yes.
What's the rationale?
Dawn, you're Norwegian, correct?
I know.
What do you think about
what
you people?
What are Scandinavians doing? Knowledge?
Yeah, what are they doing over there?
I think this is...
The alcoholism rate in Norway, like the highest in the world. I think they're drunk.
This is a huge piece of news, by the way,
yes,
honestly.
Absolutely.
Honestly. All right, I'm going to play this. I think cut 22, Phil. Go.
Last month, I stood on these same steps with Prime Minister Sanchez of Spain. And we said that the point of recognizing the state of Palestine was coming closer.
By the way, just by his voice, not exactly an alpha male.
Yeah, you've been exposing a lot of betas lately.
Oh, God.
You're on a beta kick, huh?
We recognize the state of Palestine.
Huh?
Is he a leprechaun?
Rizz me lucky charms.
All right, I'm going to start over. Apologize for that, Phil. On quest. Cut 22 again, go.
Last month, I stood on these same steps with Prime Minister Sanchez of Spain. And we said that the point of recognizing the state of Palestine was coming closer. That point has now arrived. Today, Ireland, Norway, and Spain are announcing that we recognize the state of Palestine.
Ugh.
Each of us will now undertake whatever national steps are necessary to give effect to that decision. In the lead up to today's announcement, I've spoken with a number of other leaders and counterparts, and I'm confident that further countries will join us in taking this important step in the coming weeks. This is an historic and important day for Ireland and for Palestine. On the 21st of January 1919, Ireland asked the world to recognise our right to be an independent state. Our message to the free nations of the world was a plea for international recognition of our independence, emphasising our distinct national identity, our historical struggle, and our right to self-determination and justice. Today, we use the same language to support the recognition of Palestine as a state.
All right, I hope all of those college protesters have seen this clip. I hope they board a flight to Dublin and they can go over and party in Ireland like rock stars, never to be seen from or heard from again here in the States. Secondly, I think there'll be a trickle-down effect because you got three nations. Next thing you know, it'll be four or five or six. And lastly, I would say, that's fine. You can call it whatever you want. I'm not going to acknowledge it. But it's, you know what? What do they say in this day and age? It's your truth. You can keep believing that.
I'm shocked by
all three of those nations, to be completely honest. Yeah,
Ireland was like we played it a couple weeks ago. There was this big uprising because of immigration, like the immigration that was happening there. They weren't happy with it,
mm-hmm.
And now for this, it's
okay.
I mean, like
you have to remember that
the world is abandoning Israel.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to remember that they're being naive. This was during the Clinton administration, Camp David, Arafat. The Palestinians, because they don't want to draw these borders. And they were the ones Israel had agreed. This was like 24, 25 years ago, I'm going to say.
Yeah.
They agreed that the Israeli government, the Israelis, were willing to try to push forth this kind of accord. In essence, the Palestinians were the ones who said no.
Right.
Because when they sit at a table and they go, okay, let's do the borders. No. What the Palestinians are saying is, no, we want you. We want the Jews out.
Right.
That's their answer to
that. That was Yasser Arafat's whole M.O.
So this whole notion, I mean, it's nice, but it's naive.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, he's a magic leprechaun. Oh, we're going to magically make them all, and they're all going to be happy and live together. No, that's not what this is. Right. We've been here before.
Mm-hmm.
William Warren on the YouTube chat says they just took in a million Muslims in last year, so mm-hmm. That's why. I'm at a loss for this, honestly.
Yeah, well, take them in. I mean, nobody else in the Middle East wants them, so...
Israel needs our support now more than ever. That's all I'm going to say. Cut 21 here, Phil. This is Aaron Rodgers was asked about being VP candidate to RFK Jr. And he said this, cut 21, Phil, go.
How seriously did things get with RFK about being his running mate? Obviously, we haven't got a chance to talk to him since that came out of March.
Yeah, I love Bobby. We had a couple of really nice conversations. But there were really two options. It was retire and be his VP or keep playing. And I want to keep playing.
Yeah, well, the options were, you know, be the VP of a guy that's got no chance of winning because he's not going to be on enough ballots probably, or make millions upon millions of dollars playing the quarterback position. It's a pretty easy choice for me as well.
Is he going to be ready to go next season?
Maybe Phil Omquist can give us an Aaron Rodgers injury rehab update in about 9 minutes. It's Phil's world. We're just living in it.
Speaking of RFK Jr., he was on CNN with Michael Smirkanish over the weekend, and about, you know, the big debates coming up June 27th, right, on CNN. They say it's going to happen.
Allegedly.
I'll believe that when I see it.
Yeah, we're almost a month away. You're still not buying it.
I'm still not buying it now. Will he qualify? RFK Jr. Thinks that it's rigged against him. Cut six, Phil, go.
By the way, I understand you're upset with CNN because CNN's hosting the first one, but it really seems like the fix was in between Trump and Biden. And some network, if not this one, some network was going to quickly snap it up.
Yeah, I think that President Biden particularly does not want to see me on stage. President Trump says that he is happy to have me there if I meet the criteria. By the way, the fairness option, the aspects of it that require equal time are still in place. Most of the fairness option, you're right, was abandoned during the Reagan years. But those aspects are still legal requirements. They do have to give equal time, although there's no private right of action.
Maybe we shouldn't allow him to the debate just because it would be painful on our ears.
That's not right.
I mean, I've got Joe Biden calling insurrectionists erectionists. I've got this guy with his spasmatic dysphonia, which I'm not really making fun of. Well, I kind of am, but I don't wish that on anybody. But, you know, the truth is most Americans do want to see him in a debate. The Hill with a poll yesterday, 71% of Americans polled would like RFK Jr. or third parties to be permitted in a debate. And of course, we know he gave you these details last week when they agreed to the debates. To make the cutoff point for CNN, you have to be polling at least 15% in four polls. He's only polling at that in one poll. So
you wonder if it would make a difference if he had that treatment, which apparently is what, Botox in that area of the throat, and he would talk almost, you know, normally.
Right.
But he says he won't put the poison in his body.
Well, that's his choice, I guess, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, he can keep sounding the way he does.
One more clip here. On Face the Nation on Sunday, they did this test on if you can tell if something is a deep fake video, like an AI-generated video, or if it was the real thing.
Okay.
They used a clip of Biden to ask, the person here asked Margaret Brennan, who's the host of Face the Nation, if she could tell if this was a real Biden video or a fake one, like an AI-generated one.
Okay.
And this is how that sounded. This is cut. You have to watch this, too. Go over to YouTube if you haven't done so yet. Go over to YouTube and watch this video, too, to see the visual of this. And maybe you can tell if this is a fake video or not. This is cut eight, Phil, go.
All right, this is what I'm going to ask you about.
You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-cop. You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-democracy. You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-American. Donald Trump lacked the courage to act.
So what did you think of this one?
He didn't blink. Not at all, right? So that suggests it's fake.
This one's actually real.
Mm-hmm. How's that?
And yes, he didn't blink for the whole 17-second clip. And when this actually surfaced about a year ago, there were conspiracy theories and people thinking that this had to have been a deep fake. The reason that we can tell that this one is not a deep fake, we really need to rely on a source. Mm-hmm. First of all, coming out a full White House video, giving a speech, and these were remarks that were delivered virtually. We're not only at risk of seeing things that are false and thinking that they're true, mm-hmm. but actually seeing things that are true and thinking that they're false.
Oh, isn't this what I just talked about a few days ago on this show about everybody on the internet freaking out over, is that real? Is that a replacement? Is that a guy with a mask on? That's not the real Joe Biden. stop following trolls on Twitter. Now, maybe he's on something there.
Well, why didn't he blink?
That is a very interesting question. I mean, is he on some sort of you know, supplement? Or supplement, I don't know if that's the right
substance.
Word. Substance, correct. Yeah, I mean. People think he's on something. Now, he was low key there. He wasn't real high pitched yelling Joe, angry Joe, like State of the Union when people were alleging that he was on something. That was just one of those things where, I mean, the face almost looked completely unhuman, right?
Yeah. His eyes were really big. He didn't blink. They almost looked, it almost looks like he has no pupils. You know what I mean? So, to your point about is he on something, I don't know anything for a fact, but that does to me look like somebody who's like, when your pupils are really big like that and you're not blinking.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's like me on a college football Saturday after 8 whiskey sours. I don't move at all. Eyes, arms, limbs.
Yeah. Yeah. Greg Summers brings up an interesting point. Maybe it wasn't deepfake, but maybe it was edited. You know what I mean?
As far as the internet editing it or the government editing it?
I don't know.
And by the way, let's not just because that she quoted the source of the government or the full video of the White House, let's not take the White House at face value either.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
And there you go. Right, is that it?
That's it, buddy.
All right. Dawn Show's coming up in 15 minutes. We'll find out what she has on tap on the other side. And also, Phil Omquist says, yes, Aaron Rodgers is on the road to recovery. He's going to be just fine.
Oh, good.
He responded right away.
Good.
Today in Music History is on tap as well. And we're back after this.
Yeah, we talk about kitchen magic. If you need a little magic, you've got that ugly, outdated kitchen. Maybe you're having some graduation get-togethers, family get-togethers, and you think, I got to redo this thing. It's so outdated. I want you to contact my friends at Kitchen Magic. They do a beautiful job. They are local. They are great local employers. KitchenMagic.com. They do it all, as well as bathroom conversions. So check them out. You're going to get a great discount as well. If you're tired of that old kitchen or bathroom, you need my friends at Kitchen Magic. Give them a call. Contact them. And by the way, they are a 10-year recipient of the Lehigh Valley's top workplaces. Yeah, local employer right now. Kitchen Magic offering 40% off installation of your remodel. But that's only until May 31st. TikTok. Get this on the calendar now. Get your free in-home consultation today. KitchenMagic.com. KitchenMagic.com. Tell Dawn sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Dawn Show is coming up in just about 8 minutes. Don't get too startled. Was I too hot there on the mic? Did I blow out eardrums? I apologize if that was the case. But either way, Dawn Stensland, what do we have lined up coming up at the top of the hour?
Oh my goodness, we have so much. So a local dad who a lot of Chester County residents are thankful for started asking questions, pushing for parental rights when that genderqueer witch just showed up at school. He asked some questions and a real victory. So we'll talk to local dad Chad Williams.
He's gonna, nice.
I got a hold of him, so I'm so thankful.
Of course you did.
And it fits right into, I mean, Anthony, our great executive producer, Anthony Dorenzo, set Beth Ann Rossica, another local mom who started out during the pandemic asking questions. Now she's a major writer and a major voice for education. She's going to come right along in the beginning as well. So right at the top, we're going to have at 10 o'clock, we're going to talk parental rights, what's going on. Beth Ann's going to focus on these cell phone laws, which, you know, I've been passionate about. But, oh, my goodness, we are teed up with Adam Gallette. Remember him, the billboard guy?
Sure.
He's going to talk about another local college in our region right here has moved graduation because of these encampment protesters, trespassers. So Adam's going to tell us the latest. And then coming up at 11, Anthony Hennen, great reporter, telling us what's going on in PA. Man, we've got a big lineup. And, of course, Trump, Biden, we got it all.
All right, Dawn Show coming up in just about 6.5 minutes. Phil Omquist, what happened today in music history?
What happened on this day in music history?
Today, Wednesday, May 22nd, we celebrate the birthdays of Dan Roberts from the Crash Test Dummies and Bernie Taupin, longtime songwriting partner of Elton John. Albums include Headquarters by the Monkees in 76, The Miracle by Queen in 89, and Black Rain by Ozzy in 2007, an underrated album that is. Also in 55, a Fats Domino concert in Connecticut is canceled fearing the music will incite a riot. In 58, Jerry Lewis arrives in London to begin his first British tour. In 65, the Beatles were number one on the singles chart with Ticket to Ride. And speaking of the Beatles, indirectly in 76, Paul McCartney and Wings hits number one with Silly Love Songs. But lastly, it was on this day in 2011 that Donald Trump named John Rich of Big and Rich the winner of Celebrity Apprentice Season 11. For Kale and Company, wow. I'm Phil Lundquist.
Nice work, Philip. Crash Test Dummies reference there. I think we could use those college protesters. Maybe they could become Crash Test Dummies in the future. All right, let's get to Who Won Twitter Today.
Who Won Twitter?
Who Won Twitter, sponsored by Turn 7. Hassan Bin Sober wins Twitter. He says, where is Palestine on the map? In Michigan, in Tlaib's office.
Oh.
Store closing, Turn 7 must liquidate and vacate everything to the bare walls. I'm sure Turn 7 loves this. At both massive Turn 7 liquidation centers must go. Thousands of items are now below cost. Hurry, Philadelphia Mills, Morristown Mall. Turn 7 store closing liquidation, Turn 7.
All right. That'll do it for us. Stay tuned. The Dawn Show is up next. We're back tomorrow morning at 6. Try to stay off social media today. Go outside. And when you're outside, as Greg Stocker would say,
stop disgusting up our country if you don't want to be here.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.